On today's episode of the Redeemed Marriage Podcast, we are going to dig a little deeper into some topics that we have covered recently on our podcast. We get lots and lots of questions from people about how did you actually get to the point where you had an affair? Today, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Stay tuned.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Redeemed Marriage Podcast. For those of you that are actually watching this on YouTube, you're getting to see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, and we're actually just kind of figuring some of this stuff out, but we're playing around with some things. We've been taught how to do some stuff a little bit different by some good friends of ours. You know who you are. Shout out.
Shout out.
Also, if you haven't checked out on YouTube, you can actually just go in and watch our podcast. What are you... Okay. See, I think you started pushing buttons and it messed up the music, the intro music. Because all of a sudden the music wasn't there anymore. Like,
because you said shout out.
Oh, see.
And I wanted the applause, but it's not there.
Well, that's because it's turned down now.
Oh. So you've been taught, but I haven't.
And not only has it been turned down, the music is, I think, probably still playing if I turn it back up. You've just messed this whole thing
up.
Okay. Hey, look at me.
Okay.
Do not touch the toys. Okay. The
no
toys,
button.
The okay. toys, they're my toys.
Okay.
They're not your toys.
Okay. I will not touch the buttons.
Don't touch the buttons. That reminds me of the, what is it, Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
You touched the butt. It was the boat,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
He touched the butt.
Hey, are we going to talk about marriage today
Let's do it.
Okay. So apologies if none of that worked at the beginning. We're going to chalk that up to Heather touching things that she shouldn't have been touching.
It's so pretty.
Because I didn't see you touch it, and I was like, what happened to
Sorry.
The music?
Well, I thought that was the applause one, but it was crickets.
Mm.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, here
Moving
we are.
Moving on.
Moving on into the topic for the day. Is there anything else we needed to cover? No.
Just that we're on YouTube, and it should be a great video this time.
Yeah, definitely has audio. Mm-hmm. Well, we say definitely. If we recreated it the way we were instructed, and by we, I mean me. If I recreated it the way that I was instructed to recreate it, then the audio that you're getting on YouTube should be the same audio that
same
you're
quality.
Getting. Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
That.
So we are just very grateful for people that love what we're doing and want to help and invest.
Yeah. And so, what I love about the audio is we threw it up there last week because that's the best we could do. That's what we knew to do. And somebody wiser and smarter and passionate about what we're doing said, you know what? I can fix that.
Yep.
And he was over here that week and got us all set up. And we're just thankful and grateful.
And there's more to come. So even with some of the video stuff that we've kind of got dreams about and that we want to do in the future, it's good because we've got people that can help.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
And we're sitting in this beautiful space. I've had so many people compliment on social media, comment and compliment on Cassie on Design. She crushed it.
Yep.
She did such a great job.
Yeah, so okay, there we are. Let's now stop our rambling and actually talk about our topic for today. So, this is something that Heather wanted to expand on a little bit. And I would say that when we are coaching with couples or we get questions and stuff, one of the big ones is like how did this even happen? Mm-hmm. And trying to explain it to somebody that was betrayed, it feels like an impossible task. Mm-hmm. But then also just to hear people that actually did the betraying having to hear them try to put into words what happened, it's also almost an impossible task. Yeah. But as we were talking through it a little bit, a little while ago, and you just kind of spelled out almost these two paths that could happen and could lead you down mm-hmm. the path or down a path of betrayal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we say today might give you a little bit of a, give a little insight and a little glimpse at least into our story. And it's not like these are new things that we've talked about. We just, the more we share and talk with people, I think we get a better understanding mm-hmm. of what happened. And so it's very healing and helpful to us the more that we share and the more we talk to couples. And we just understand even more and more about mm-hmm. ourselves and our own stories. Yeah. So,
and we also get questions that maybe we've never really thought about. It's like, I've never really thought to answer that specific question. Mm-hmm. And so it takes lots of digging and reliving and rethinking, which is oftentimes exceedingly painful. But it's worth it. You know, as we talk to people, and we 90% of the time we talk to couples, mm-hmm. but every now and then you'll talk to a guy, or I'll talk to a girl, I'll go have coffee with somebody and or talk on the phone with somebody. And I just am reminded of just the individual issues and problems that can arise in marriages that can lead to betrayal.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, recently our passion is talking to couples. Mm-hmm. And so we get to do that a lot, and we love it because we're together doing it. But recently we have had, I've had some guys that I've started meeting with just one-on-one, doing some mentoring. And these are people that we've done marriage coaching mm-hmm. already with mm-hmm. as couples. And so now being able to sort of journey just on the guy side, and you journeying some with some ladies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just think it's been real, like you said, it's been really helpful to think through some of this stuff and talk through some of this stuff that maybe we don't always do as a couple and mm-hmm. with another couple, and just dealing like what you said with some individual stuff that right. goes on.
Right.
And I know it's been really helpful to me. I've really enjoyed spending some time just one-on-one with other
agreed.
Guys.
Yeah, agreed. And same with me. And, you know, it's scriptural for you to pour into younger generations. And I'm not saying that we only meet with people who are younger than us.
Right.
But, I mean, it's biblical. It's what we're supposed to do as believers, is pour into other people, especially on things that God has taught us. Mm-hmm. And so just through some of those conversations, of course, one of the things that comes from our podcast is that we start getting questions about that. I keep having to lean up. If you're watching our video, I love to make eye contact
with
you. Well,
I know. I've got to adjust the arm of our boom stands a little bit better because I'm just trying to catch you through these little cracks in the boom stand, but it's okay.
Do I look prettier through the cracks?
I mean, I'd love to see your whole face, but that's fine.
All right. So what I was going to say is I feel like through these discussions and questions that we get from people about our podcast, they just want a little more depth. They mm-hmm. want a little bit more. And sometimes I feel like, gosh, we told everything we could have told, but it's the why behind some of it. And the, you know, I get asked all the time, how did you get there? Mm-hmm. Like, how did you possibly have an affair? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's so hard to put into words, but oftentimes I want to relive it. I want to revisit it. I want to dig deep and ask God to reveal things to me in that way, because if it can help just one person mm-hmm. stay out of the mess that I created for ourselves, mm-hmm. For our story, I want to do it.
Yep.
And so as I was thinking through this, because a couple of weeks ago, I think we did an episode on me before infidelity, like who I was before infidelity, and some like red flags that people could see and go, oh, yeah, that's not healthy. But then also I want to dig in a little bit deeper about the path that I took to get there. I think that there's one of two people that are listening to this podcast today. And maybe you find yourself in this camp. If not, then text me and say, there's a third one or there's a fourth one. But I think there's people who are like, it's never going to happen to me. I hope that you're strong enough in your marriage and in your faith that you're like, you know what? That's the enemy's never going to get me in that area. He may attack in different ways or he may attack in this, but he's not going to get me. And I hope that you're standing firm in that. And then I think there's a camp of people who say, you know what? I'm close. I have, ventured into some of the stuff that we're going to talk about today. I've even had a woman say to me, I'm one step. Mm-hmm. One step from from crossing the line. Mm-hmm. And I don't want people, I want people to be scared of the line. I want them to stay so far away from that.
Yeah.
We have talked about though, if you're in the side of it's never going to happen to me, sometimes that can be a danger.
Yeah.
Of, because I think that's kind of where I was.
Definitely.
It was, that's not going to happen to me. And I judged people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've said that before. That's not new information. That I judged people that had walked through betrayal mm-hmm. and had an affair and thought, how could they ever? But there is a side of that too where you need to be confident in that it's not going to happen to you.
Yeah, there's a difference, and we've said this before, there's a difference in confidence and cockiness.
Yes, absolutely.
And the confidence mm-hmm. of, I am, Satan's not getting this, mm-hmm. Satan's not getting my marriage, and, that's the, we have things in place and boundaries and stuff that we talk about all the time, mm-hmm. but those things are in place, and so it's like, that is not happening.
That's right.
And it's not the cocky
that
or judgmental.
I would never
mm-hmm. do something like that.
That's right.
Because like you said, that's kind of the path that you and I were both on.
Sure.
Was that's never going to happen to us. And then the path ended up leading there. So anybody that's listening to this, wherever you stand on the spectrum of things, mm-hmm. like this is a great topic to listen to because you can find out how easily it is to kind of jump over to a different path.
Absolutely. So I was explaining to somebody the other day how I feel like we make agreements with ourselves a lot of times in that it's not that bad or I can handle it. I think there's a really big danger in that. I can look back, and I've said this before, that I have a specific moment where I can look back and think, if I had checked up in that moment, if I had said, this is wrong, then I don't think I would have gone down the path to betrayal in that moment if I had caught it. And I think about the moment that Eve had in the garden. And, God had said to her, like, the perfect creator of the universe is walking with her and with Adam and saying, all of this is yours. And, of course, he gives them jobs and blah, 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 blah. But then he says, you cannot eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he says, if you eat from it, you will surely die. Well, verses later, here comes the enemy contradicting what God said. And what he said to Eve was, you will not surely die. So he's saying, if you make this decision that God told you not to do, you won't surely die. Like, he just contradicted what God said. And so I think that in my mind, even though I wasn't thinking about Eve, it was a moment of, I mean, that can't be what happens if I just do this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a moment of, it's not that bad. I can handle it. Surely he wants me to be happy, as in God. Surely God wants me to be happy. Surely if this brings me joy, just, you know, just flirting with danger, I think was a really big key point and a key moment in my journey.
Well, Adam and Eve had been walking with God, and so it was a true and real friendship, and there was intimacy there. And for Eve to see, you know, this was a boundary, and God said, you can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And when the enemy got into her head to say, now really? I mean, God, you and God are tight. Like, mm-hmm. you really think that by eating that, you're going to die?
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. like he loves you. I mean, mm-hmm. and those are the kind of things that you start thinking of, you know, no, I mean, this is not that bad. And, you know, you've said it before, God wants me to be happy, and I'm not going to go to a point that's further than, that's too dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's not going to get that far. And it's just the one step closer down the path to destruction.
Yeah. So there's a couple of different scenarios that I want to talk about in marriages. One is you're having some problems in your marriage. There's some tension. There's some fighting. There's some, you're not happy physically, emotionally, whatever the circumstance is, but you know you're not happy in your marriage.
You think you've fallen out of love. Yeah,
absolutely. All of the things.
You made a mistake.
All of the things that we hear from people. That's the one type of walking towards betrayal that I want to talk about. And then the second one I'm going to get to is when you're in a healthy marriage. And I'm going to be honest. Well, I say healthy marriage. When you're happy and your spouse isn't doing something specifically that's bothering you. And I'm going to be honest, I think that one's more dangerous. But if you're listening and you're in a marriage that you're just like, my marriage is a dumpster fire. Like, you know, we don't get along. We fight. We're only together because of the kids. I don't love him anymore. I don't love her anymore. He's not making me happy physically. He's not attracted to me. I'm not attracted to her. All of these things that you're like, there's some major red flags that this is not a healthy marriage. That is a time that you need to go, I am one step away from making choices that I should not make, because the enemy's always going to put in front of you somebody that could, quote, make you happy. Somebody that finds you attractive. Somebody that speaks encouraging words over your life. Somebody that you have fun with. Somebody that you might go to the coffee pot at work a couple of times too many just so you can run into them. These are people that the enemy is like, yeah, 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 you want some of that. Mm-hmm. That's going to make you happy. That's going to, life would be better if you were with them.
Well, if you get up in the morning and you are getting dressed, thinking about somebody else and what they might think about what you're putting on, mm-hmm. or if when you get in your car and you kind of go out of your way to drive somewhere that you might see somebody else or might drive by their house or, you know, just that chance, if you're doing something out of the ordinary just to see if maybe you'll run into that person.
I'm just going to check their Instagram page mm-hmm. and see what mm-hmm. they're doing. And
yep. Yep.
I wonder if I'd run into them here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If those are things that are happening to you, it is not innocent.
Yep.
What you're doing is you are, like what Heather said at the beginning, you're one step.
Mm-hmm.
You're just one small step away from crossing a line that really is going to lead to destruction.
And even if in your mind it's not that, if it's in the other person's mind, you know, if you're being available for that person to talk to.
I think that's a great point, because you might have some boundaries that are there that the other person doesn't. And, you know, the way these things go, you're not stupid. Like, you know when someone has already taken down some boundaries. And that's exactly right. If the other person is doing those things and you know it, but it makes you feel good, and you're like, well, I'm not doing those things, but I sure do like that they try to drive by my house to see if I'm home, or, you know, that they are, hey, I think I mentioned that I like that shirt, and he's wearing that shirt again, you know. And that's probably for me.
So it is definitely crossing a line that is betrayal with your spouse, because that is only something that should be reserved for your spouse. That you get up in the morning and wonder, oh, he likes this shirt on me. Or, you know, making special efforts or listening to conversations or whatever it is, that those are reserved for your spouse and your spouse only. So if you find yourself in that spot, get some help. Reach out for help. It you cannot worry about what somebody else is going to think about you. You have to be able to admit, hey, I'm having some thoughts that I probably should not have, and I'm afraid of where those thoughts are going to take me. Because it does, I have said this until I am blue in the face. I did not wake up one morning and say, today I'm going to have an affair. It doesn't happen that way. It happens one slippery thought, one slippery step at a time. And the ones that seem so innocent, the ones that are like, that's not a big deal, the ones where you think I'm in control, the ones where you think, did God really say? Until ultimately you find yourself in a place that you never dreamed that you would be. And our pastor Chip says all the time that sin will take you further than you ever thought that you would go, and take away more than you ever dreamed that it could. There's probably more to that saying, but in this, that is what, I mean, that's what you have to know. That, and if you're saying, yeah, but that's not me, that's the enemy talking. The second path where I feel like we were, that you could go down to betrayal, is your husband or wife is really doing nothing wrong. I mean, like, I can look back on our journey and cannot pinpoint one thing that you could have done differently to make me happy. So you're like, well, how did it happen? If you were in a relationship with a man who was pouring into you, told you all the time how beautiful you were, always wanted to be with you, was a wonderful dad. I mean, all these things that I hear women complain about, and I'm like, my man did none of those things. Then how did you get to the point where you had an affair, or you stepped into betrayal or committed adultery, however you want to say it? The same emptiness was in me, and you were not designed to feel that. So I still had emptiness. I still had, I need to be told I was beautiful. I need to, even though you were doing those things as my husband, there was something in me that needed to be filled, and no one was designed to do that except my relationship with the Lord. Now, before you cut this off and think, there she goes talking about Jesus again, guys, this is your answer. This is your hope. If you find yourself unfulfilled, if you find yourself thinking, I mean, it's not that he's doing anything wrong or she's doing anything wrong, I'm just not happy. or that person at the gym, when they compliment me, it just makes me feel different than if my spouse does. Or that person just talks to me at work and we just have good conversation and I just so much enjoy talking to them instead of, or they really need me to be a good listener and they need me, but their, you know, their spouse does not listen to them. So I can definitely fulfill that role. If you are thinking any of those thoughts, and some I know that I have yet to mention, or you are in a spot where you are searching for someone else to fill a spot in you that was only meant to be filled by your relationship with the Lord, you have to know who you are and whose you are. And if you do not know those two things, then you are going to constantly be searching for someone to make you feel valued, for someone to make you feel loved, for someone to make you feel appreciated, for someone to make you feel worthy. And that will not be your spouse, and it will not be any other man or woman that you come into contact with. No one can fulfill that purpose except for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You can't drop the mic because it's on a stand
it
right now.
It is on a stand. But gosh, I'm just passionate about that. I just wish that's the one message that if anybody heard from me, if you can believe that, there you cannot step into a relationship that is not God-honoring if that is your focus. If your focus is, I know who I am, and I'm a daughter of the King, and I know who I am in Him, then you're never searching for anybody else, your husband, a coworker, your children, nobody. Are you searching to fill that void in your life? Because the only one that can fill it has done that.
Yeah, and I think that what happens when that is your story and when that becomes who you are and whose you are is then, we've said this so many times, but it lets your spouse off the hook.
Yes.
And it lets them off the hook to the point that at that point, when they give, which they're going to want to give more and more because the person that you yeah. are is somebody that they want to serve and they want to be, it's attractive. They want to be attracted. They want to be intimate with that person. And when that happens, then it's all just an overflow. And I've said this so many times that then it becomes a benefit to me. Like mm-hmm. when I pour into you and you're already full, it's not sucking it out of me. It's overflowing right back to me. So it's almost like for me to give to you, I'm almost giving to myself. Mm-hmm. Because you don't necessarily need it. Now, that's all part of being married, and that's part of being a team. And
oh, do I go through seasons where I need it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but you taking what I give and just being able to overflow it back, then that's pleasing to me, and it makes me happy. And when I'm the same way, and you're giving back to me, and I'm just overflowing as well. We're just overflowing all over the place That's over right. here, aren't we? But I mean, but you're right. There are seasons and there's times where, you know, we need more from each other.
That's right.
And that's okay because we've understood that. And it's not that our, you know, you always talk about the cup, and our mm-hmm. cup never runs dry mm-hmm. because we know who we are in Christ, and we're constantly filling our cup with that. But there are times that it certainly gets depleted in some yeah. ways. And so to have a spouse that's constantly doing the same thing, then that's when you pick each other up and help each other when there's that extra help that's needed. But I think it's a great point in all of this to look at it and be able to go, you know, there's this couple and that's struggling in their marriage and they've fallen out of love. And so, or they think they have fallen out of love. And so it's easier to be searching for somebody to fulfill those needs. But then there's also the couple like us that, you know, there weren't these big, huge problems, but you didn't understand that your joy and happiness didn't come from me. And so you were constantly trying to get all of it out, and there was nowhere for it to go because I was never going to fill that cup all the way up. That's was so incredibly empty. And so then you were just looking for so many other things, our kids, other relationships, friends, anything that could fill that fill that cup,
that void,
that void. Because the description that we were given was that, man, when you're in a place where you know who you are and whose you are, that cup is already full. And so the other relationships, your kids, your family, your friends, your spouse, man, it just pours on top, and just then it overflows to everybody else. So it's a good word. Did you have anything else that you wanted to mention there?
I just want to push the button.
No, I'm not going to let you push a button. But I have just pushed a button, so that'll at least help us to outro out a little bit. Hey, thank you guys for listening. You're about to push a button. I can already... There it is. Hey, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Redeemed Marriage Podcast.